House Bill 252 has already passed the House and is currently at the Senate Judiciary Committee. The three-year pilot program would assist kinship caregivers in Rio Arriba, Santa Fe, Taos, McKinley, and Doña Ana counties, targeting 50 participants in each area. According to the bill analysis, one quarter of grandparents raising grandchildren in New Mexico live in poverty. Kinship care is growing here despite declining in the rest of the country. And one of the reasons is parents struggling with substance use disorders. According to the fiscal impact report, the bill originally had a $4.5 million appropriation, but an amended version changed that to $4 million from the general fund. The program would be administered through the Aging and Long-Term Services Department and would provide resources like public assistance, economic support, and legal services. Democratic Representative Michelle Paulina Beda is a co-sponsor, and she and her husband are kinship caregivers themselves. Abeda is a lawyer, and even she finds the system difficult to navigate.
Sometimes the system is not designed to be one of support, right? And so with this bill, what we're looking at doing is empowering the way that we help families.
Abeda says this bill is to support families who want to obtain legal custody or official guardianship.
Because so many times those legal fees are what make families concerned about not proceeding through the court system.
The legislative session ends on March 22nd at noon. For National Native News, I'm Jeanette Didios.